It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
I thought that I was being dystopian by... Oh, no, it's probably the wrong thing. Let me start again. I thought I was being bleak by watching The Handmaid's Tale, two seasons of, in about a day and a half in the last couple of days. But you've come in with a corker today, Sam. Good morning.
Yeah, I've been watching 13 Reasons Why Season 2, which is more depressing than 13 Reasons Why Season 1.
Let's explain 13 Reasons Why Season 1. Quite an important series, I thought, when I watched. I only watched a couple of them, and I sort of got over it. But I guess you need to watch the whole thing to get the idea of it. But for those people who don't know what it is...
Yeah, it follows the story of Hannah Baker, this teenage girl from beyond the grave. She leaves behind 13 tapes that detail the 13 reasons why she's committing suicide, which is a really heavy and bleak topic, yes. And the first season I really enjoyed because I think it went from like light to dark in a nice progression of like understanding her psyche and her mental stuff going on. But season two is just dark, 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 straight the way through. There's like no moments of joy to be like, oh, this is like life is actually good sometimes. And it features every single possible bad thing that can happen to a teenager, and it kind of just like keeps reinforcing that being a teenager sucks, and that's why I didn't really enjoy it. Like, there's drug addiction, there's multiple rapes, there's...
This is like, the first one or second? First one.
Second season. The first one, the only person that really suffers is Hannah Baker.
Well, really? Is that? I mean, think about that statement.
Oh well, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess not. There is definitely like a lot of stuff going on.
There's
as well.
There's peripheral pain going on in that first season.
Yeah, definitely. But it kind of like, it just told the story in a lot more of a succinct way because it was going through the tapes and you would follow one character at a time. Whereas season two, I just kind of felt like...
They tried to tackle everything at once.
There was like one guy dealing with drugs, one girl who just got out of juvie and now she was into drugs. Like every single female character in that show was pretty much raped by the same person. It kind of like kept compounding the idea that like, being a teenager is always bleak, and it's like it doesn't have to be that way. You can actually have
no, but I guess there are. I mean, we're continually reminded that is the reality for some people.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
it's not like a way that people acted once. People are still acting that way. You know, it's people are still preying on the vulnerable. Playing on people's insecurities and that sort of thing across, you know, be it with drugs or with, you know, forcing people to do things they don't want to do or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like I can get why they've done it. I just wonder whether the execution is, excuse the
I think that's the problem, is that there's so many important issues that it touches on, but it doesn't really have the lightest of touch with them. It kind of just like smashes its fist down and says this is bad. But you do need to bring light to all this kind of stuff, like teen suicide and, you know, bullying within high schools that doesn't get reported and, you know, sexual abuse that doesn't get reported. That stuff needs to be brought out. That stuff needs to be talked about. And this show is really good for doing that. But I don't know if it's the most helpful show because it doesn't tackle it in like a meaningful way. It kind of just throws it all at a really young audience that maybe can't handle it.
And like, do you think it's irresponsible? Because I know the chief censor in New Zealand has said that... He's angry that Netflix haven't been more sort of careful in the way that they've marketed it and promoted it and talked about it. And do you think maybe that it is like, it would seem strange to me that they would just, because I know after the first one was quite considered, I think, in that respect. Like, they really considered the topic, you know, like what the theme of the whole series was and who was going to be watching it,
yeah,
and the way that it would affect them perhaps. And because, you know, there's that sort of, you don't want to inspire someone to commit suicide. You know what
exactly.
I mean? And you shouldn't, because you should be around for tomorrow and see what tomorrow's going to be like.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Definitely.
You
know?
And
that's sort of like the whole issue with the first season, is that people are saying it sort of glorified.
Yeah, it made it seem like she won by committing suicide, which is never the case, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like my sister, she was 15 when it first came out as well. So she was watching it. And mum had to sit her down and like have a very like strong chat with her and be like, hey, this is what this is about. I want to make sure you understand it before you watch it, kind of thing. Which I think is really helpful. And I know that her school sent home a newsletter just saying the same thing. And that's really helpful, but I just think...
So she watched it and then your mum said that, or your mum
no,
said that before?
When it first came out.
And which isn't... Had your mum and your sister had that conversation before?
Not that I know of, but I think my mum definitely...
That's interesting,
like,
eh?
...felt the need to like just reiterate. Like,
a really good friend of mine, her daughter's 9 and had a schoolmate kill themselves.
Yeah.
At like a 10-year-old, yeah? Which is fucking tragic.
So sad.
And she had to have a conversation with a 9-year-old, yeah, and She said it was so hard, but it was the fact they've had that conversation now. She said, I wish they hadn't taken that to have the conversation. You know, yeah, I wish I'd just gone with my gut feeling and talked about this earlier on with her, because she understood. You know, she knew where I was coming from, and we now have a better understanding of each other, even though she's only 9, you know what I mean?
So, and I totally agree with that. And that's what the show's like kind of good at, is bringing the topic out and talking about it and just making sure that people know, because that's what Art should be. Art should be like provocative and like bring up issues that you don't want to talk about. And there's a scene at the end of season 2 that people are really, really bashing, because it features, I won't spoil it, but someone gets sexually assaulted in a very graphic way, and everyone's bashing the show and saying they couldn't watch beyond that scene because it was so disgusting and so horrible. And I have heard of that thing happening to people in real life, and I'm like, this is a real
life thing. Every single day in court in New Zealand, they talk about that. Every single day, you know?
Yeah.
That's talked about in a New Zealand court, tapping to New Zealand people just who are just within an arm's length of where we are, you know?
So if we're trying to like censor it and ignore it, that isn't going to help anything. But I do think there might have been a better way for the show to tackle those kind of issues, because I do think it kind of sometimes seems a bit like a Nickelodeon show trying too hard to be deep, like Degrassi.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's produced by Selena Gomez, who was a Disney Channel trained actress. Not the best Disney Channel, but best Disney Channel.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just, I think it could be, you know, handled a lot better. There's so many shows out there with this kind of issue, with like a older audience.
Probably not enough, to be honest, though.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Like, I mean, that really, like, really hone in on this issue. You might get one episode about it, you know, or something like that. Whereas, you know, I do think it's something that that quite obviously, especially in this country, we really need to talk about. You know, we need to talk about it, and we need to get to the bottom of why so many people in this country feel like they want to kill themselves. It's ridiculous.
And that's why I'm kind of anti the censorship of people saying that scene was so gross and I don't want to watch the show because that was so gross. Because being challenged in what you believe, that needs to happen. Like, you need to have these conversations with people. You need to be able to talk about it and need to be able to view this stuff and then discuss it afterwards. Yeah. Like, that's how you learn. You don't learn if you don't talk about it.
I agree with you, Sam. I agree with you. If there's any callers out there, any listeners out there that want to call through and become callers, then and you've got some serious thoughts on this, if you've seen it as well, we'd like to hear from you. 309-3879. And of course, if it's raised any sort of issues that you think you need to talk to someone, a professional, about, then give us a call, because we can point you in the right direction. Okay? Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Because we want you to be around tomorrow. Because guess what's happening tomorrow?